Hi, I'm going to tell you my summary of Blood on the River. The author, Elisa Carbone, wrote a historical fiction novel titled Blood on the River, which took place in Jamestown, 1607. The main characters, Samuel, Captain Smith, and Reverend Hunt, worked together to solve the problem of making peace with the Native Americans, keeping the people healthy and safe, and building a family while focusing on the theme of coming of age and class warfare. One of the many important characters in this book is Samuel Collier. He is a brown-haired, 14-year-old boy, about 5'2", growing stronger and mildly healthy. His personality could be described as short temper, caring, and broken. These three personality traits are exemplified by the following scenes from the book. Samuel got mad really fast when he found out Anne was staying in Jamestown, but only because he cared about her and the baby getting hurt. But he was broken from having lost his family, but got fixed from his new, not perfect, but good family. Samuel's main problem in the book is his loving mother got very sick and passed away, which was really hard on Samuel because he loved his mother very much, which caused him to steal his dead mother's locket, be a street rat, and get thrown in jail and in an orphanage with new and much different people. Eventually, Samuel learned to care for others and be more friendly to his fellow colonists and captains. At the end of the story, Samuel builds a family and realizes that he is happy with his family and friends. One important theme of this book is that working together is better than flying solo. This means that when you all work together, it is all easier and better than being alone, on your own, and being independent. In chapter 3, page 17, Samuel was being independent and saw Richard snoring and making a big ruckus, so he started punching and grabbing him. So Captain Smith told him to stand on one leg to see what it was like to be independent and on your own, and he kept stumbling and falling over. In chapter 21, page 171, Samuel was still thinking of staying solo when Reverend Hunt tells him, "Make choices out of love, not out of anger," which changed his mind about everything. In chapter 27, page 218, Samuel realizes that he has a family and they are all together and happy, and most importantly, safe. My favorite part of this book was when Samuel realized that he has a perfect family and that he is loved. Mostly that they all care for each and one another. That was my favorite part because it made me feel how he felt, and that is the best part of a book, when that connection occurs. I can connect to that when I thought all of my family didn't like me and they hated me, like I was a piece of garbage in a dumpster, when I then realized I had have a perfect family in their own special way. My least favorite part was when Samuel was mean and arrogant and was an independent soul without wanting anybody to lean on. I disliked that part because I thought of how miserable he must be and how broken he must feel. The story made me feel like I knew how Samuel felt because he described in such detail and really explained how he felt and how his feelings changed. I would definitely recommend this book to a peer because it has a great story that's catchy and has great detail. I would also love to read another book by this author because Elisa Carbone reaches out from the book and brings you into this fantastic story that I would be guessing is the same type of feeling with her other books. Thank you for listening.
Bye.